With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin. What motivates you? How do you answer that question? That's what we're going to talk about in this new Get Hired podcast episode. Hi, and welcome to another Get Hired podcast episode. Again, the goal here is to help you land your dream job. Now, just a quick little thank you to everyone sending their messages and writing in the comment section of my videos and sending me personal messages saying that yun, na-hire na sila and that they're now going through training, or for those of you naman who got promoted, I'm really happy for you. So thank you sa pag-take ng time and effort to go back and share your stories and even encourage the other people who are still looking for a job. That means a lot to me. So salamat sa inyong lahat. And if you want more content like that, or even mga career tips, advice, because we're going to venture into that din sa podcast na ito, don't forget to hit the follow button para hindi niyo miss yung mga susunod pa nating mga episodes. Okay? Now, what motivates you? Ano ang pwede natin pag-usapan tungkol dito? Hatiin ko itong podcast natin into two parts. The first one is going to be parang crash course on motivation. And then the second part would be, how do you own yung answer ninyo sa tanong na ito? Okay? Now, why do we need to talk about motivation ba? Kasi I think a lot of people have sabihin natin skewed na ideas about motivation. Most people think it's a feeling, right? Yung feeling pag ginaganahan ka magtrabaho, yung feeling kapag excited ka na pumasok. And let me just parang stop dito dun sa ating conversation na to by saying that yung feeling na yan, it really doesn't last that long. And of course, hindi rin siya ganun every day when you're working. Even if it's with a company that you've always wanted to work with, even if passion mo yung ginagawa mo, even if you find purpose in what you do, may mga araw talaga na you will not feel like you want to work. But that isn't what motivation is naman talaga. It's not a feeling. It's, I would say, a force. It's a force that would pull you out of bed even if you don't feel like it. That is what motivation is. So, now that we have a bit of a parang foundation on the conversation, let me talk about two kinds of motivation. And I think if you find a way to kind of insert it in the conversation, baka ma-impress yung hiring manager ninyo, lalo na kung psych major siya or social major siya, kasi they are very familiar with these terms. Now, there are two kinds of motivation I want to talk to you about. Number one, it's what we call intrinsic motivation. Now, yung intrinsic motivation, ang susi dun is the prefix in. It comes from within, diba? Parang internal. Interior, ibig sabihin nasa loob. And we talk about intrinsic motivation as something that makes you want to do things that comes from within. Something that is personal. Okay? Mula sa loob siya, palabas. Yun yung iyong motivation, galing sa loob. Within yourself. It's more about your values, what you stand for, what makes you feel good, makes you feel proud, makes you feel accomplished. It's who you are. Okay? Nasa core ng pagkatao mo. Now, the other kind of motivation I want to talk about is what we call extrinsic motivation. So again, prefix X, di ba? External, pag sinabi natin exit, ibig sabihin sa labas, no? Kaya yung mga ex ninyo, iwan na rin sa labas yan, no? Kasi extrinsic motivation, it comes from outside. So, ito yung klase naman ng motivation that is given by other people or the environment. So, hindi siya galing sa loob, galing siya sa labas. If you're motivated by bonuses or increase sa sweldo, nothing shameful about that. That's true, right? If you're motivated by, you know, being able to afford things that you weren't able to afford before, if gusto mo ng praise, ng recognition, ng acceptance ng other people, ibig sabihin you are extrinsically motivated. Galing sa labas yung motivation. Okay? Kumbaga, again, ang thinking would be, intrinsic is more like tulak, and extrinsic is more like hila ng ibang tao. Diba? Parang palabas yung force. Okay? Now, how do you really know what to say? Ang susi dito would be knowing the truth about who you are, what you stand for, what makes you feel good. If you don't know yourself, you're going to have a really hard time answering this question truthfully. And I say truthfully kasi, I know I've been saying this and I'll say it again. When we talk about getting hired, it's a lot like putting your best foot forward. Pero it has to be your foot pa rin. No? Ibig sabihin, it has to be real pa rin sa'yo. Totoo sa iyo. Okay? Accurate sa pagkatao mo. And if you don't know what motivates you, if you didn't spend enough time digging deep, asking hard questions sa kung sino ka talaga, you will be surprised sa mga cases na bigla kang tatanungin like this. So again, ang susi talaga would be to dig deep and get to know yourself better. Okay? Now, it's the perfect time then for me to take a quick break and introduce to you a podcast, which is still my podcast, but it's my personal podcast, just in case you haven't listened to it yet. There's actually a mini series within the Trying Hard with Laika Maravilla podcast that works best if hindi nyo pa alam kung sino kayo or kung ano yung motivation ninyo. We have a mini series ng being a better you or being you. It's a little parang mini course on self-improvement. You can start with episode 24, Knowing Yourself sa Trying Hard with Laika Maravilla podcast. This is another podcast by Podcast Network Asia. So again, thank you to my Podcast Network family for making this possible.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And yan muna for now. Let's go back to our discussion, okay? All right, so now that you know what the difference is between intrinsic motivation and extrinsic motivation, ano na ngayon yung gagawin natin para ma-adapt yung answer natin to something that may be more, sabihin natin, palatable or even impressive to the person asking you this question. Again, it's all about construction, no? And I'm not asking you to write a complete script about this, but I want you to at least have an answer in your head and a way to respond. So, kahit outline lang or kahit at least alam mo lang kung ano yung motivation mo, okay ka na. Just come prepared, no? Now, let's start with extrinsic motivation. A few don'ts, okay? Number one, nasasabihin kong don't or at least use this sparingly. Read the room, as in pakiramdaman ninyo muna kung magiging positive yung response nila. Pero don't share your sob story. Okay? Now, ano ibig sabihin ko doon? You know how people would sometimes go on an parang MMK episode na of kailangan ko ng trabaho kasi this, this, and that. These are the reasons why maraming umaasa sa akin, my family needs me, my parents are sick, or anything like that. Now, I know that maybe the real reason why some people are looking for a job na wala, needs talaga, as in pera talaga yung pangangailangan. Pero, and again, this is me just being realistic, ha? I'm not saying this is a good thing. I'm just saying the real situation is a lot of people frown upon that, no? So they don't hire based on kung sino yung pinakakawawa or sino pinakakailangan ng pera right now. They really want to see what you can bring to the table. Kasi at the end of the day, this is a professional conversation. Okay? Hindi siya, sabihin na natin, a game show of sorts na the sadder your story is, the more money they'll give you. It's really not like that. So I want to encourage you to conduct yourself in a professional manner pa rin. Unless, of course, nagbukas ng pinto talaga yung interviewer ninyo, since siya yung nauna nag-share ng story na ganito, or you feel that you have them on board. May mga cases naman talaga na okay lang yun. Pero what I'm saying is that generally, lalo na kung sa corporate setting, try to avoid that. So yung answer na, okay, extrinsic motivation, kasi kailangan ko sumweldo kasi nakasanla yung bahay namin, ganyan-ganyan. Honestly, the employer couldn't care less, probably, dun sa situation. What they need is a competent worker, a competent employee. So you can focus on that instead. So how do I say pala na, okay, ang motivation ko kasi talaga sweldo. Like, I don't see this as a career, gusto ko lang talaga sweldo. Extrinsic talaga yung motivation ko. You can actually be honest without sharing a sob story. You could say things like, I just finished school and I'm eager to use my skills to earn money that I can then use to build my repertoire, to go back to school, to maybe even start a business of my own in the future. So I just want to be financially independent. And I see this company as a way to help me achieve that dream. That could be a better way of saying it, right? Financial independence ang goal mo, hindi necessarily pity or hindi dole out. Okay? Up. Wait lang. Bago tayo magpatuloy sa episode nito, let me just talk to you about something that helps me create the content that I put out here sa Get Hired and sa Trying Hard podcast. If you're an aspiring podcast creator and you want to get started, one of the tools that could help you is Podmetrics. All you have to do is to sign up now at podmetrics.co and use the code GETHIRED, one word yan, all caps. Again, the code is GETHIRED, one word, all capital letters. And that way, you can learn more about how it works and also help support this channel. And if you're an advertiser and you're interested to collab with Get Hired, head on over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and fill out the form. Again, that's Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. And again, I'm not saying na parang anyone who does this is wrong. I'm just saying that is the way I would do it. Kasi, again, being siguro sa both ends din ng table, someone na nag-apply dahil kailangan ko ng pera and someone who was screening candidates, it's hard. Kasi if you get hired simply because you need money, at hindi ka naman talaga competent at lalo na kung hindi naman totoo yung sob story, medyo nagkakabukingan din in the end. Okay? So, yan. Just again, take it with a grain of salt, no? Be careful. Just don't say your sob story. You can say it in another way. Okay? Be reasonable. Now, another extrinsic motivation, palabas na motivation, would be something like growth, career growth, progress, promotion, bonuses. Now, the problem with this naman sometimes is that people say it up front, tas it makes them look na parang mahilig sila sa pera, or yun lang yung motivation nila, eh, paano kung hindi ka naman ma-praise or hindi ka naman ma-appreciate, ano na mangyayari sa'yo. So again, no, medyo you have to really weigh your options and see how you can present it in a good way. My suggestion would be to focus on success and achievements, promotions as growth more than anything else. Okay? So you just reword it as growth. You could say something like, growth is very important to me. I like seeing the work I do create a positive impact wherever I may be. And that includes this company, hopefully in the future. I'm motivated by achieving more and climbing the ladder of success. And I'm willing to do what it takes within reason to make that happen. Now, again, you said that you like achieving more. You like climbing the ladder, which is a metaphor then for promotion. Pero you didn't say that I'm in it for the money or I'm in it for the title. Again, it's all about how you say it. Okay? Now, paano naman kung intrinsic ang motivation mo? Now, so you can do something like this. You can say something like, doing good work makes me feel good about myself. I take pride in being someone who accomplishes tasks and does well even with minimal supervision and little to no recognition. I do the right thing, right? Because it's the right thing to do. That is actually how I would answer this question personally. Kasi ako, that's the truth about me. I like doing good because it's good. Walang ibang reason, whether people like it or not, whether people acknowledge it or not, or I get anything from it. Doing good makes me feel good. And that's kind of who I am. So you could say something like that. Siningit ko rin dun yung, I think na-mention ko rin naman yung ano, does well with minimal supervision and little to no recognition. Which always kind of parang puts to the table then the fact na yun nga, ano ka, self-driven ka, self-motivated ka, hindi mo kailangan bantayan para gawin mo yung trabaho mo. Now, another thing you could do when it comes to this question, what motivates you, would be to try to adapt it dun sa position that you're trying to get. Like, sino ka ba talaga? If your role or gusto mong pasukin na role is very, sabihin natin, math-oriented or data-oriented, you could say something like, I've always loved working with numbers. Ganito rin kapag gusto mong maging accountant or even math teacher. Diba? I've always loved working with numbers. There's something about pressing the equal sign or getting to the last part of the equation where everything clicks and everything makes sense, that gives me peace, that makes me feel accomplished. And so, I want to make that part of my routine, hopefully, in this company. So again, that's very, again, saktong-sakto do sa trabaho. If it's something naman, like working with other people, you could say that. I've always loved meeting new people and working with different people with different personalities from different backgrounds. And with the role that I'm trying to get, I think that's something that would allow me to do that and grow even more when it comes to my people skills and my communication skills. I would love to do that here, right? So again, nandun na naman. Pasok na naman tayo dun sa role or position na in-applyan mo. If you're trying to be a leader or a team leader, for those of you who are looking for a promotion, you could say something like, you know, I've always wanted to be part of building other people up. I've always wanted to share what I knew to help people achieve their fullest potential. And I think that's something that I can do in this position. Knowing that I'm helping other people help themselves makes me feel good. And that is my motivation. I've been doing it for years. I just haven't been doing it with this role. Like, you could do something like that. Play with it. See kung ano yung mga skill set na kailangan sa trabaho na yon. And ano talaga yung intersection sa personality mo. Now, it leads me to this next question, which is actually quite hard. And that is why I'll end this episode with it. If you don't really see yourself sa role na yan, if nothing dun sa ginagawa mo na yon will motivate you, if you know in your heart this is not the right place for you, you know, at the end of the day, you can choose to walk away. Yun ang sasabihin ko. Kasi I know na nasa bansa tayo minsan na parang, oh, nako, wala naman kasi masyadong opportunity, ito lang yung nag-call back sa akin. Pero if you really can't find anything good about this, if you really don't see anything that would motivate you sa role na ito, honestly, it's best to walk away, to just say, thank you for your time, but I just realized I'm not a good fit for your company. it will save you time, save the interviewer time and the company resources. And of course, it will enable you to look for another position or another opportunity elsewhere. Okay? So yan, yan yung mga parang ano ba, sobering na advice ko sa inyo pagdating sa what motivates you. Kasi again, ang motivation is very personal. What motivates me may not motivate you. Kung ano yung enough for other people may not be enough for you. Kung ano yung enough for you may not be enough for other people. So you have to dig deep, get to know yourself, and answer this as truthfully as possible. Remember again, even when you put your best foot forward, it still has to be your foot.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
So be real. And again, I wish you well. Now, again, don't forget to follow the podcast if you haven't yet. We have more episodes coming up. If you want to send your own questions, ask for professional advice, career advice, at least you can go and visit our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/gethiredbyteamlaika. And hopefully that could help you just even air out your concerns and even find a community that would help encourage you. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Again, this is meant to help you land your dream job. I'm rooting for you, and I'll talk to you soon.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.